I didn't see one when this man came on board, but I heard a shout, a very loud shout, get out the way, get up, get out the way. So I turned around immediately, as everyone did. It was very loud. And there was this man standing over this elderly woman, looking down at her, saying, "You and I don't want you here. You shouldn't be here. Get away, get away." At that time, I decided I was going to record this, because I looked around, I didn't see any staff, no Ryanair attendants, and no reaction from the public. So I said, this needs to be documented. So that's when I started to film. And in the footage, you can see an argument take place between a woman and that man. And the woman, who's the daughter, was telling that man, don't speak to that woman, don't speak to her like that. That's my mother, she's disabled. He was then saying, I don't care if she's disabled, she can't sit here, I don't want her here, that sort of thing. Next thing you know, there was a young man that was sitting behind them. He leaned over, when you watch the footage, you'll see he tries to calm the situation down. This is how I know that man wasn't drunk or not in his right mind, in so to speak, because he plainly turned to the young man and said, no, I will not be quiet. No, I do not want to move. And no, I will not. I this is what I want, and I'm going to get what I want. She shouldn't be sitting next to me. She's black and she's ugly. And then more racial abuse and more slurs, and it just kept flowing. And that's how it started, and that's what was going on whilst I was filming.
And how do you feel the airline maybe could have reacted differently, the cabin crew on board? What could they have done?
I'm still actually quite shocked at the lack of response from Ryanair. I'm disappointed. I feel hurt, let down. I feel abused, because of course this was a racist action. I, as a young Caribbean man, I had to go through the trauma of listening to this man talk about black people and black skin and ugly and all these things, without feeling any type of security, which Ryanair was supposed to provide. I didn't feel protected. I didn't feel looked after. I didn't feel, and there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing.